Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Capping off Labor Day weekend, Florida State goes down again. Doesn't matter what continent they're on. Doesn't matter what state they're in. They are just losing. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. Andrew Perloff, 16.5-point favorite, welcoming in Boston College last night, Perloff. And down goes FSU. And this season is completely off the rails. To me, this feels like the hangover from last year, getting snubbed by the College Football Playoff Committee. And I don't know if this team and this program ever got their head on straight coming off of that, you know, very devastating decision by the College Football Playoff Committee, because they are completely out of sorts. And these are two games, Georgia Tech and Boston College, favored by double figures. They were favored to win the ACC. You think that they've made this progress where maybe Florida State is back to being a factor in the national stage, and now they've completely laid two eggs, and this is it. I mean, they're not getting into the College Football Playoff outside of a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you could get in with two losses, but I actually don't know the math here. The odds of them getting to the ACC title game seem slim now, so they can't get that championship spot. It's not happening. I think this team, I understand the hangover narrative that they should have gotten in last year and they're upset about it. I think last year was an aberration. I just think Jordan Travis was better than we realized. Maybe the committee had it right. I think Jared Verse is going to be awesome in the NFL. I think that those receivers were underrated. I think Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson were amazing. Like, where were they last night? There's just so many guys from last year gone. I think they played the transfer portal game and it bombed. I mean, well, and it starts at the quarterback. They obviously signed DJU, who was, he was middling last year at Oregon State, I would say, bad at the end of Clemson. Everyone thought, oh, if he just gets into the right spot with the right receivers and the right offensive line, he'll be good. First of all, he's not. Second of all, the offensive line was terrible. The receivers were disappointing. So he's once again in a bad spot, but he was a bad choice. So I think they screwed up the transfer portal. I think it's more their talent level than a hangover, but I think you and I disagree about that.
Well, but here's the thing. You go into the transfer portal and maybe you're feeling like, oh, I got to go get DJU because I just had this snub. Like, I need a quarterback who's got a name, who people, you know, who is very visible, who has a reputation. The thing is about DJU is his reputation has really changed a lot. I mean, we've come a far cry from when he was the anointed, the next one up at Clemson, and we're nowhere near that guy.
But but I mean, they had to get a transfer from somewhere, so they just picked the wrong one. It's not the thought of getting a transfer quarterback, of course, made sense.
It definitely made sense, but I don't know if maybe they're looking at different things because of the pressure that got put on after getting that snub. Like, I think all of it could be connected.
I don't think, I mean, listen, they were going to the transfer portal for quarterback, even if they got in the Final Four. So I don't, you can't say they did the wrong thing there. Like, by the way, all the other transfer quarterbacks, Cam Ward looked great, but I don't know about Will Howard at Ohio State. This is the point, is it's really hard to build a team with the transfer portal. Like, you can miss. You could strike out. We've seen him. In fact, it feels like the more common way is that you miss on most of these guys.
Yeah, but then I'm watching Riley Leonard at Notre Dame, and I'm seeing him be great. And
great?
And, listen, A&M was not very good. We'll get more into that game, what we saw. But I'm watching Riley Leonard come in, and he looked really good. Yeah, I thought he did. And he was moving the ball. Obviously, his legs, he's, you know, they overcame the lack of experience on the offensive line. I absolutely think the quarterback had a role to play in that, no doubt.
I mean, he threw for 158 yards. There's a lot left to be determined with. I mean, they don't play
but it
anyone.
Wasn't that kind of game that night. That,
yeah, that's
the
my
Texas
point.
A&M like, game in Notre Dame, nobody scored for like an hour.
All these transfer quarterbacks, except for Cam Ward, who is the truth,
yeah,
I think are up in the air. I think it's just a really hard formula. If you don't have a quarterback and you go out and get one, you do not know what you're going to get. Because you put him in a new situation. And first of all, when Florida State's offensive line completely no-showed last night,
that's true.
DJ Ue's not the kind of quarterback who can get over that. And the play calling was off. There was no run game whatsoever. The whole thing was a mess.
The one thing about DJ Ue, we're talking about Florida State losing to Boston College last night. Boston College coming from Boston to play in the sweltering humidity and heat in Florida. Like, they should just lose that game on weather alone. I'm surprised you didn't bring that up, Pearl. Love talking about the weather.
I was in Boston this weekend, and it was incredibly humid. And Bill O'Brien pointed out we've had the crazy hot, humid summer.
Not Florida. It's not like Tallahassee.
Yeah, but
it's not even the same universe.
But, you know, when it's hot in the Northeast, that's worse.
No, it's not. That's true heat in Florida, yeah. Texas, places like that.
3 a.m.
Like
on
we
Sunday
do.
Night when my in-laws would not turn on the air conditioning, I felt like I was in the swamp.
Why did your in-laws not turn on the air conditioning?
Because you're in Boston, because everyone up there is like, well, it's always cool up here. Guess what? It's not.
Yeah.
O'Brien said it last night. He's like, you have no idea how hot the summer was up here. And he's like, that did not affect us at all.
I'm sorry. Being unseasonably warm is not going to, like, that shouldn't be the difference between Boston College overcoming a 16.5-point spread.
You saw the result on the field. That was all because it was a hot summer in Boston. It's the only reason. BC won.
Yeah. This should have been a weather win for FSU. But instead, it's not. And the thing about DJU, that's just particularly, you talked about getting, you know, quarterbacks in the transfer portal, and it's roulette. You know, you're never really sure what's going to land. He's painful to watch. There's one thing about just not being good or like not being effective or like it's painful. It's painful in the red zone. He's overthrowing guys. He's dirting balls. He's taking sacks.
Yeah.
They're going for it on fourth down, trying to recreate a little of the one good drive that they had against Georgia Tech in Ireland a week ago, and they couldn't get anything going. There's something about DJU that's specifically painful to watch,
not
just bad.
He makes some sick throws, though. He has that arm.
One out of ten.
Yeah, you see, like, even when the guy throws an out like a rope. It's just, you don't know where it's going to go. He also, by the way, he had 277 yards. The receivers easily left 100 yards on the field. He could have, as bad as he was, when you drop back every play, you're going to get a lot of yards. Like, the fact that they abandoned the run game made life a little easier for BC.
Do we have a poll question up, or EJ, can we throw it up there? Is this a hangover from last year? Are you even going to like let FSU? I don't even know if I'm letting them off the hook. It's just, this is what I see. I see from last year, a program that has yet to recover from that. Zoo, you're nodding. You agree with me here.
Yeah, I think FSU is still, as Perloff said earlier, I think they are closer to that mediocre to bad program than they are to the great one we saw last year.
Yeah, but you know what? It wasn't just last year. The year before that, they had 10 wins. Like, this is the trending in the right direction and taking advantage of a down Clemson. And we weren't sure what Miami was going to be, but now Miami obviously looks fantastic in that first win over Florida. And you're thinking, all right, maybe here's a lane where FSU gets back to prominence.
I think also we downplay how poor the ACC has been the past couple of seasons because Clemson has been such a powerhouse and still gets that respect or has gotten it. And FSU, as you said, has been a double-digit win team.
Yeah.
I just don't think the ACC is that good. And that's why we see Florida State when they're going. I mean, listen, Boston College losing at home, that's just egregious and unacceptable. But when you're going on the road in, you know, Ireland, getting that L from Georgia Tech, I just think it's because they're just not, they can't play up to competition. They only play down to competition.
Yeah. forgive me if you're watching the game last night. Boston College wins 28-13. And by the way, called the dogs off. Could have scored more, could have piled on more. But Bill O'Brien, the new head coach of Boston College, started to take knees at the end. Were you a little intrigued by the Boston College quarterback? Did he just have the game of his life, or is that guy going to be fun to watch? Tommy Castellanos?
I thought, he's playing really good. Then I looked at the box score. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm like, oh, man, he barely threw for any yards whatsoever.
But he was fun to watch.
He was, yeah. He was mobile. Look at his final box score. It's way more disappointing than you think it was. It felt like he dominated the game. He only ran for, I think, 77 yards. I think he threw for 100 and a little.
But sometimes the numbers don't tell the story, you know? Watching him was really exciting. Anyway, you're welcome to weigh in at 855-212-4227. Is this like an FSU hangover from last year and getting snubbed, or are they just... It's just bad. It's just mid.
Okay.
USC, on the other hand, yes.
He threw for 106 yards.
Felt like 300.
That reminds me a lot of a giant quarterback over there that's getting a lot of love, Tommy DeVito. You know, it kind of got that same little parallel there.
Interesting. Former ACC Tommy DeVito played at Syracuse. So here's the other thing of what we saw this weekend. I don't think it's an overreaction to say that USC is going to have a say in who decides the Big Ten. Now, this could be just Ohio State's to win, and they lead wire to wire, and this is an all-time Ohio State team, and Ryan Day finally wins, and we could have a lot of... This could just be a season for Ohio State. But I was beyond impressed with USC. And I know that LSU played into this and that they helped give the game away. But think about it, Perloff. You have a Lincoln Riley-coached quarterback. The sky is the limit for those kinds of guys. Not just like Heisman. I mean, these are first-round draft picks, number one overall picks. It's a legit thing to have. They clearly have a run game. Clearly the offensive line can get some motion. And I thought that the defense looked good. And just eye test. They're tackling guys. They're not letting teams run through them. They're not just trying to strip the ball away in the sort of half-ass, lazy kind of way. They're actually wrapping guys up. I was beyond impressed. I think that USC is now poised for a big season. I don't care if that sounds like an overreaction. I think they're playing for the Big Ten championship.
I would still bet against it. I mean, listen, don't they start out every year like 8-0? So they're always good at the beginning of the year. And I also am going to downgrade that LSU win because Florida State beat LSU in the same situation last year.
Yeah,
obviously LSU
them.
And LSU cannot play this week one game. So I don't know what's going on there. I've seen this movie before where Lincoln Riley has a promising team and then they get run all over at some point. And there are teams coming up that can run, Michigan and Penn State, especially Michigan, in Ann Arbor. I just wonder, USC's now, in your mind, vaunted defense, they've had this before. I'm telling you, they've gotten up to hot starts and they run into a Utah running back, just gets red hot against them and torches them on the ground and keeps Miller Moss off the field. I can't get there. I just can't see them immediately changing the narrative where this defense is going to hold up against the physical offenses of the Big Ten. I don't have them in the Big Ten title game. I love Miller Moss. You're absolutely right about Lincoln Riley quarterbacks being good, but that's never been the problem. The issue is toughness, and specifically, we'll see about run defense.
Okay.
LSU did not. First of all, LSU should have scored a lot more points last night. They went for it on fourth in the red zone once, and they had a bunch of field goals where there should have been touchdowns. I feel like LSU could have walked away with 35 points last night.
The other night.
Sunday night. Yeah.
So here's the thing about that. I think that, listen, did I feel like I was watching Notre Dame's defense out there at USC? No, but I did feel like I was watching a tougher defense. And I think that this USC team appears to have a really great combination of, they're not just a finesse team, but their playmakers are able to do spectacular things. Well, one-handed catches, they run the ball hard, and the defense is much, much improved. So I do think, the new identity, I don't know about that, but they seem and they played like a much tougher team.
They played one game.
Yeah.
You're talking like they've been playing, like that's one game.
It's one game, but it was an impressive game. They weren't playing Western Kentucky or they weren't playing McNeese State. They were playing LSU, who's ranked 12th coming into that game. I think you can tell a little bit more when you're actually playing a very good to maybe great SEC team. I don't think it's... that's not the overreaction I'm worried about, because you had a real opponent on the other side, not just walk over week one.
Definitely. No, but here's the thing. The real test comes in the Big Ten. That I think that,
yeah.
You know, they're going to probably face a Michigan team coming off a loss to Texas in 2 weeks. That feels like a very tough assignment. If they win that game and they can hold up against Michigan's O-line, then I will totally apologize. You can make me go get you breakfast or anything.
Yeah.
I just think we've seen this Lincoln Riley movie before where you get a lot of excitement and then they get out physical. Because the LSU in Vegas is one thing. That is a big team. That's a very athletic team. We'll see. When they have to go to some of these stadiums, I think it's going to be a different atmosphere. And I think USC eventually their defense will fold. I cannot buy into it like you can.
855-212-4227. EJ making a good point in the chat. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Zachariah Branch. Wow. That dude. I mean, electric as a returner. I feel like you LSU, at one point, he fair caught the ball. And I'm like, what a sigh of relief they must have felt when all of a sudden he waves his hands there. It's like, whew, at least we don't have to worry about that dude, who was awesome as a freshman, as a true freshman, has continued to be really
good. By the way, the spread on Michigan-USC, you got to jump on this one.
What is it?
10.5.
Wow. What's the spread on Michigan-Texas? Not to treat you like DraftKings and Google, but can you grab that while I give everyone the number?
That moved a lot.
855-212-4227. You are welcome to weigh in on the best or the worst thing that you saw from the college football weekend, your biggest takeaway from week one, and obviously last night was the stunner. Florida State loses to Boston College.
Texas by 6.5. Yeah. So that means Texas would be a...
That's in Michigan.
A 17-point, yeah, 17-point favorite over USC. Hmm. Unless that Michigan-USC line. I don't know if you can bet. I'm going to go on DraftKings. This is a... So Michigan on September 21st, I don't know if you can bet on that yet, is a 10.5-point favorite over USC listed. That's a... I think you're a little higher than the public on USC.
Okay, but let's see what happens with Michigan and Texas. Because if Texas goes in and if they really beat Michigan, I don't know if that line's going to move a little bit, but it might.
Oh, it definitely will.
Yeah.
I would jump on early if you can make that bet. Still, September 21st is a long way away. A lot could happen. This is interesting. Texas 6.5. That is surprising. How the mighty have fallen. Man, they need Connor Stallions back on. That was a joke. Moore is like, where's that skinny nerd out there giving me the plays? What's going on here?
Did you see that apparently Connor Stallions is a defensive coordinator for a high school in Detroit, and they made sure to mention on the broadcast that they lost their opener? I'm like, yeah, oh my gosh. Doing, 855-212-4227. Okay, lots to do. It's Tuesday, but it's kind of like Monday for us. So we're going to do the M&P 500. Whose stock is up? Whose stock is down after a big Labor Day weekend? And can I just give a spoiler alert? I was in the back of a cop car for the first time in my life over the weekend.
What did you do?
Back of the paddy wagon, guys. Little old me.
Oh my gosh. They got you in the paddy wagon?
and my mom.
Can we guess what? Oh my God. What, yeah. Maggie and her mom did to get arrested? This is going to be a fun game.
I didn't say I was arrested. I said I was in the back of the cop car.
Oh, me, okay. Likely story. I thought weed was legal in New Jersey. What's going on here?
You can't get out of those. You know that you can't open up the door from the back.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, that's actually probably a good thing. What did I do to land in the back of a cop car over the weekend? We'll get to that. 855-212-4227.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Move.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Back, Maggie Perloff. Stock up, stock down. I think we have a lot of college football players, coaches, teams to break down here. Why don't you get us started, Maggie?
I mean, stock up for me. First one has got to be the quarterback class from this year. I think as a collective, I was way impressed, and we thought maybe one or two guys go in the first round this year. I think we have to start expanding that. The quarterback play has just been fantastic. Cam Ward, obviously, was put on a display. I thought that Carson Beck looked very good as well. I think you saw good stuff from just a lot. Miller Moss, even Garrett Nussmeier in a loss. I was very impressed with the quarterback play mostly throughout college football in week one. And that was very good. Now, a couple guys, not so great. We'll save that for stock down. But whoever thought this wasn't going to be a good quarterback class, I think that that narrative has got to be put to bed.
Totally agree. I think the tank is on for Cam Ward and Carson Beck. We'll see about Shador and all these other guys, too. My guy, Jalen Milroe, as well, could be in the mix. I am going to build off of that.
Okay.
You can't have a quarterback without a receiver. The receiver class is crazy, and one guy in particular is going to be my stock up. Now, I'm going to butcher the name.
Yeah, go for it.
Teteroa McMillan. Anyone? Ryan's giving me the sort of shrug / thumbs up here on the other side of the glass. You can actually, you can't hear on the radio. I'm actually shrugging as I say his name. The Arizona receiver, who is already, I think, a top 10 pick in every mock draft ever, had over 300 yards receiving. He is, like, he's perfect. He can do everything a receiver should be able to do. He's not, like, built like Marvin Harrison Jr., but he's still got speed, he's got strength, and he's just, his hands are ridiculous. I think it's a great wide receiver class, and he is by far 1A. I'm curious if he can get into the Heisman race, along with your pick, by the way, Travis Hunter, who's another great receiver. But
yeah.
I think the wide receivers are going to have some say in the Heisman race.
It's a great pick. If we're going to do stock up, we also have to hit the stock down in the M&P 500. I mean, the obvious one is what we saw last night with Florida State and DJU. But I'll stick on it. It's abysmal. There's no other way to slice it. You know, DJU, how do you stick with him? I mean, at this point, he's so inconsistent. You can blame yourself if you're Mike Norvell, the play calling or what have you. The guy's just not good enough. And then on the flip side of it, you just have the pressure's not going away, Pearl. Well, maybe now because people will stop paying attention to Florida State, but this was a team that was picked to win the ACC, and this is just a disaster to start the season at 0-2.
100%. I'm going to stick in the ACC for my stock down, and this one feels connected.
Yeah.
It feels like these are the two teams that won out of the ACC. Like the ACC is like, okay, you can leave, because Clemson was just as bad as Florida State, if not worse. They lost 34-3 to a NFL-style Georgia Bulldogs team. That, I think, is a bit forgivable. It's just the way they run their offense. Oh, my God. It looks like something out of 1985. They're so vanilla. Everything is so obvious. They seem to have some talent, but they don't get anything out of it. I think Dabo, it looks like the game is passing by. I have no fear of saying that. The game is passing by. We know about his reluctance to use the transfer portal, but it's also the way they play just has no juice whatsoever.
Yeah, we'll get more into Dabo. If you're not going to use the transfer portal and you're going to lose like this, you deserve to be on the hot seat. And I know what he's done for Clemson. He's done a lot, but you can't just be dining out on everything you did previously while the program is slipping away, Pearl. It's enough's enough.
Well, Clemson is not like Alabama. Like, they were never supposed to be national title contenders every year. Dabo did build them up to an incredible place, but now they're way back in the pack. I don't see him on the hot seat. I think he's earned, you know, two titles at a place like Clemson. It feels weird to say the hot seat.
I know, but see, this is the thing. You get people accustomed to a certain lifestyle, you know? It's like people get divorced, and all of a sudden, you got to be paying up the big alimony. I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Right, you get used to winning.
But where were they before then? Before he got there?
Right, but where are they now? Like, it's like, yeah. You can't just say, oh, well, I was good back then, and, you know, it wasn't even that long ago. So it's almost like it's a choice. It feels like it's a choice to fall off, not because all of a sudden Georgia's out recruiting you or because Alabama's out recruiting you. You were just beating these teams.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Maybe. I don't even remember who he took over for, though. It's not like it's not the Alabama job. I think if Dabo left, I'm not sure that all of a sudden that is a powder keg that's about to explode. I just don't know what Clemson is without Dabo. So it just feels weird to me to say Dabo Sweeney on the hot seat. You're probably right. I mean,
he should be. It's not him versus the past of Clemson. It's him versus him.
Yeah, but like who? It's Clemson. Like, are they going to get an elite coach that comes in there and makes them better than Dabo? Would you
use the portal? Maybe get some better receivers or whatever.
All right. Should we go another round?
Yeah, let's do another round for Stock Up. This one's going to be away from football for a second. I got to give this to Willy Adames of the Brewers. 5 straight games with a home run. The Brewers have the largest lead of any team in their division. Is this all lining up for the Brewers this year? Who knows? But Willy Adames, Stock Up, 5 straight games with a homer and hit his 29th home run on his 29th birthday. So there you go.
So is the numbers lining up? Is where you're going to go with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
a good one.
Stock
all right.
Up.
We've done quarterbacks. We've done wide receivers. Let's talk about the running backs. Ashton Jonte, Boise State, 267 yards, 6 TDs. I mean, somebody tackle that guy. That was crazy. I think we have to really sell it. We got to get him on the show.
Love
because
it. They're my group of 5 pick, by the way. Boise. Love you, Boise.
Yeah, I think that it reminds me of like the 80s when Oklahoma and Nebraska running backs used to have like 250 yards in a game and just break him and just keep running. Not a big guy. I think he's 5'9". We're all about this. If he could keep this up, we haven't had a running back Heisman in a while. It was Mark Ingram is the last one, I believe. I think if you could average 267 yards a game, Maggie, you have a shot.
Heard it here first. That'd be a heck of an average. Okay, stock down, final one for me. Cincinnati Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase now still day-to-day. I mean, this thing has gone way too far. It's game week, and I know you're playing the Patriots, so, all right, maybe you get a little, like, ease into the season because they're not going to be very good, but no one can say this is a good thing. You had him back at practice. Then Zach Taylor says he's going to be back. That ticked off Ja'Marr Chase to the point where he's now sitting out again. And everything's up in the air. Just how can you say things are good with the Bengals right now?
Well, he's 3 years in. At a certain point, is he this maybe on Chase? I hate to side with the team over the player, but is he being a little aggressive here? Are they going to get off to another bad start because of this?
I don't know, but it can't be good. Who's your final stock down?
Okay, my final stock down is former 5-star quarterbacks. I just did Kate Klubnik in Clemson, so I'm not going to kill him. But Connor Wegman of Texas A&M. Oh,
brutal.
Dude, where are you throwing the ball? And again, I blame the coach a little bit here and the whole program as a whole. But Notre Dame's defense, as good as they are, Connor Wegman has got to be one of the most disappointing guys. There's a lot of buzz about him coming in. I heard some Heisman buzz, maybe first-round pick buzz. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing at all. He has not developed as a player since he got there. 12 of 30, 100 yards. And it looked bad. It looked even worse than the numbers say.
Yep. It was really disappointing. He was not good. DJU was not good. You're right. Some of the fives. Kate Klubnik was not good.
Not good. Yeah, five-star doesn't mean what it used to.
You know, the funny thing about that Clemson-Georgia game, I mean, that was a one-score game at the half.
Clemson-Georgia was? What was the score?
6-0, wasn't it? That was a one-score game at the half. It was like this. It's the final score was terrible. And the third quarter, Georgia just took control of the game. But that was a close game. Clemson was hanging in. Klubnik still wasn't very good, but they were hanging in there.
But were they doing anything offensively at all?
No, but the defense was making plays. So that's a little M&P 500, a little stock up, stock down. Can I give a little, before Bogush, we get to your, well, let's get to your headlines, and then I'll tell you guys how I ended up in the back of the cop car.
Oh, great.
Thanks for the lead in. The lead story is you arrested, not anything else. But
I never said I got arrested.
It's all detained.
In the back of the cop car.
All sponsored by Prize Picks. Football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Download Prize Picks and use code MNP and get a $50 credit instantly when you pay $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Bill O'Brien got the Boston College job in early February, very late in the hiring cycle. Fast forward 7 months, and he's one for one after his Eagles went to Tallahassee and kept Florida State struggling.
Three wides to the right, looking left. Castellanos throws to Ward, wide open left flat, towards the end zone. Trayshon Ward's in, touchdown, Boston College. That's his first Eagle touchdown. Trayshon Ward, the Kansas State transfer, also was here in Tallahassee for a couple. Eagles lead 13-0, 13-yard pitch and catch.
John Mitaparel on the BC Football Radio Network. Trayshon Ward, the former Noles, as you heard, 137 scrimmage yards and that TD in a 28-13 win for O'Brien.
That's a heck of a statement for BC, but it's just one win. It's only one. So we have to understand that, and we've got to be able to handle success, you know, as well as we handled adversity tonight. You know what I mean? Handle in the same way. So, but we're on the right track, that's for sure.
A new AP poll comes out this afternoon. It is very unlikely to include FSU after this 0-2 start. The Pac-2 and Mountain West did not meet yesterday's deadline to extend their football scheduling alliance, according to reports. Restarting talks is allowed, but not considered likely because of the gap between the two leagues. Without an agreement, Washington State and Oregon State would build fully independent schedules for next fall. Jacoby Brissett is the Patriots starting QB, at least for now. Former Patriot Rob Ninkovich is happy the team is taking it slowly with rookie Drake May after maybe rushing Mac Jones into action. Whenever May plays, Ninkovich assumes he'll handle it better than Jones.
The demeanor alone between Mac Jones and Drake May are completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could listen to Yeah, you know, I just got to keep working and got to get better. And, you know, I'm just going to keep working hard. And we're just everybody together. And, it wasn't my best. And I got to be better. And over and over and over and over again.
So he doesn't like Mac Jones. This is from the Dan and Ninko show. And as the Jones bashing began, Dan reminded Ninko that Jones doesn't like him.
I don't give a like you think you. I'll smack the out of
he does not
Jones.
Like you.
I don't care.
I'm fine with him. He does not like you.
I don't care. Do you care if somebody doesn't like you?
No.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you.
I hope he has a great career as a backup. He makes a ton of money.
Wait a minute. I don't believe that they don't care when someone doesn't like them. These sound like people who definitely care.
I mean, he certainly does.
Why Rob Ninkovich v. Mac Jones is the weirdest feud I never saw coming.
Yeah.
Didn't know I needed.
Well, I'm not sure I totally agree with that. I do think that Ninko genuinely disrespects Mac Jones and might not care that Mac Jones doesn't like him.
How did this get started?
Well, I'm sure Ninko was in the media just tearing him apart.
Right. Yeah. Mac Jones played football. Ninko watched it, yelled at him.
Ipso facto.
And here we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's gone. He's a backup. What more do you want to say?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So he was kind of meek, I guess, kind of what it is.
Yes. What is every young quarterback? Drake May probably sounds exactly like that guy, too. That's what young quarterbacks are just supposed to say.
Honestly.
It's on me. I got to play better.
Rob Ninkovich also coming from the Andrew Perloff School of Impressions. It's like, not that great. Sorry.
Oh, well, I got to play better. What? I actually totally like that impression. That does sound like
I thought
Mac
it was good.
Jones. I thought it was actually audio of Mac Jones. You know, there's this cottage industry of Patriots talking about how tough they were, too. Like, that's like, Ninko's got to be like, to be a former Patriot, you got to be tough. There's a clip out there that's making the rounds of Logan Mankins about Julian Edelman talking to Dave Andrews about Logan Mankins. Like, they pride themselves. Apparently, Logan Mankins would fight you any drop of a hat. He's like, let's throw down. Like, that's a Ninko. Like, that's who they are. You have to be a tough guy. Mac Jones was the exact opposite. He was a pretty boy tennis player from Florida, 3-star recruit. Like, I could see Nico genuinely disrespecting that man.
I mean, they made the playoffs the first year with
his name's McCorrigle or something. What's his
That's
name?
Not his fault.
Well, there's no way Rob Ninkovich is going to like, what is Mac Jones's real name? I mean, that is all you need to know.
But again, even if his first name was a little weird or a family name, he changed it or he shortened it to make it cooler.
It's Michael McCorkle Jones. You think Ninko is going to stand for that, Maggie? He's going to let McCorkle take down his franchise? No way. I'm on Team Ninko here. Dan, on the other hand, he's a little wishy-washy, whoever that is. Is that the show, Dan and Ninko?
It is.
Yes. Don't know Dan? Where, is Dan a player? I hope not.
No.
I don't want Dan, to get on his bad side.
I think it's the Dan O'Brien in the write-up. I don't know which Dan O'Brien that is. Well, nor do I know where that show airs.
Dan O'Brien in Boston. How many Dan O'Briens are there?
Well, that was
it's like Smitty.
Dan and Dave, that was Dan O'Brien. I don't think it's that
it's not.
Dan.
It's not him. It's more of the interchangeable Irish Boston guys. It's a different Dan O'Brien every day with Ninko.
Yeah. They just pull one off the street.
A quick check of the AL Central. The Guardians 4-2 winners in Kansas City yesterday afternoon. Then the Twins got a 5-4 win in Tampa Bay. So those Twins are 3.5 games behind Cleveland for first in the division. The Royals a game behind Minnesota in both the division and for the second AL wild card. And both top seeds, Iga Świątek and Jannik Sinner, won last night at the U.S. Open. Sinner knocking out American Tommy Paul in straight sets. Day 8 also included wins from Jess Pegula and men's number 5 seed Daniil Medvedev. The quarterfinals begin today with Taylor Fritz in action this afternoon and Francis Tiafoe meeting Grigor Dimitrov at night. Guys, back to you.
Can I tell you, I was at a party on Sunday. Like, adults, you know, no kids.
That's
like
quick bail.
What's that?
It's quick bail. It'll be at a party on Saturday after a cop car.
No, Saturday I was in the cop car.
Right.
Sunday I was at a party.
Right.
And not related. And I was really surprised. So it was a pool party, you know, a bunch of adults hanging around. Like, we're all kind of boring, but outdoor pool bar situation. Great TV setup, like awesome hosts. Like, my friends Eric and Julia do a great job. But they went from having the Phillies Braves game on, and the one TV actually then switched to the U.S. Open. And I had to watch USC LSU on my phone. Like a winner, like the winner that I am at a party. Like the really social person that I am. And I was surprised. They went U.S. Open over college football. And I really couldn't say anything. It's not my tiki bar. But
my U.S. Open issue is much bigger. I was catching some internet strays. Because my guy Andy Dalton made the trip to Queens and was sitting front row when Djokovic lost, and everyone blamed the Red Rifle.
Why? Oh, prime time?
I don't know why.
Andy's bad record at night?
I don't know why. Everyone was like, it was Friday night. Everyone was like, well, once again, Andy Dalton lost a big match for somebody.
That was not.
I thought it was really cool that the Panthers' backup quarterback made the trip to want to enjoy the atmosphere and the competitiveness and want to see Djokovic. It wasn't his fault that the Joker lost.
No, Joker's got a lot going on. Those look like henchmen in his box. They're all wearing the same outfit. And it looks like they're all just ready to kick your butt with some brass knuckles or something. I don't know. Anyway, back of the cop car. So I'll tell you quickly how I ended up in the back of a cop car Labor Day weekend. Never been in the back of a cop car before. I was in Long Island at my cousin's beach house. Beautiful. We went out to dinner. And unbeknownst to us, while dinner was happening, they closed the road for 2.5 miles going one direction because they were doing this big concert and they were doing all these fireworks afterwards. So they had to close the road, the highway, main drag so that no firework shrapnel could possibly land on somebody. They closed the road for 2.5 miles. Now, I could be very upset with Nassau County PD.
That sounds safety first.
I'm going to thank them.
Yeah.
Because my mom and I got stuck at the restaurant while everyone else got in the car back to the house. And she and I start walking for 2.5 miles.
Oh.
My mom is in great shape, but has had 2 back surgeries before. It's totally dark. It's an uneven sidewalk. We're on the side of the highway. Everything's shut down.
Not made for walking.
Totally not made for walking. And it would have taken us 1.5 hours to walk back the 2.5 miles. And so we actually went over to a police officer. We're like, is there any way we can just sort of get a ride? And they radioed in. 2 seconds later, cops are there. We're in the back of the cop car. And basically it was like Uber. They dropped us off right at the house.
My tax dollars.
So thank you, Nassau County PD. saved us 2 hours.
Now, was Pam throwing cookies around? You saw some leg. How'd this ride happen?
Yeah, did she get their address to send them cookies? That sounds like a Pam move.
They don't take those kind. They don't accept gifts.
Oh, that would be a bribe?
Yeah, they do.
Pam's, yeah.
I mean, my mom's not like carrying them in her purse, guys.
These are sometimes. Long Island cops.
If anyone's they accepting live on. Bribes, it might be them. But no, thank you to them because they just dropped us off right at the house.
How was the conversation in the cop car?
Great. My mom's like, do you guys like sports? I'm like, oh gosh, don't
do
it.
Oh, no.
But no, they were lovely. They were, I mean, talk about serve and protect. I mean, that was a really nice thing for them to do. They didn't have to drive us right to the house.
Couple logistical questions. Yeah. Can you hear the cops? Like, do they have to open a little slot so the communication?
No, there was no bulletproof glass. I think this was like, This was for the nonviolent offenders.
And there's really no way out of that backseat. There's no like escape hatch. There's no
nothing. So my mom tried to open up the door. She's like, I think the door's broken. It's like, ma'am, you can't get out of the back. We've never been to the back of a cop car before. They were so nice. They were so easy and they really helped us. Like we'd still be out there walking. It was a very long way.
So you're in the back. Because I read the story recently where a cop got locked in his own car. Because
really?
He was having extracurricular affairs. I think we did this story.
Oh
Bogus,
gosh.
You remember this?
Anyway. No, we did the story of the couple knocking the car into drive while they were
in Philadelphia.
Knocking boots and rolling
so
in the river.
Was having an affair, and he was in the back seat with a woman.
Yes.
I think it was an affair. And he didn't have his keys, and he could not get out of that back seat. So I was wondering, there's no way to get into the front seat.
This car was fine. It was like an SUV, and you could have climbed into the front seat if you needed
to.
It was all open.
So you could
again, this was for the nonviolent offenders. Okay. They didn't get the handcuffs out. We didn't do anything wrong. We just asked for a ride.
It wasn't a squad car, sounds like.
Oh, all right. Well, obviously, Bogus, I don't know. I don't really have much experience in this area. Do you?
I've only been in a similar situation when I was like 12 or 13. We were driving somewhere as a family. My car broke down, and a cop drove me and my mom, my brother home. My dad waited for the tow truck.
Yeah.
I think it was cold. So I think they felt they were sympathetic to us. They drove us home. That was it. But I've never been in trouble.
I just have to say I appreciate what they did because they didn't have to do that. They could have just let us walk. It was not an emergency. It just would have taken us forever. So thank you, Nassau County PD, for the ride, for the lift.
That is really cool.
It was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We were hoping it'd be a canine unit just to pet the dog, but beggars can't be choosers.
That would have been bad for me because I'm allergic if the dog sheds. So
then you're suing the PD.
Yeah. I don't want to get arrested by, German Shepherds can shed a lot, Maggie. Let's be honest about that.
Thank you for telling me that. 855-212-4227. So yeah, ended up in the back of a cop car, but it all ended well. Coming up, speaking of police activity, we've got a story for you coming up in just a moment. We'll get to the bottom of that. It's Maggie and Perla. Brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We get back to college football in just a moment. But Pearl, I'm curious if you've been paying attention to this. I think you have because it involves your team. doesn't sound like this has been a really fun trip to Brazil for both the Eagles and the Packers. Basically, they're advising the teams not to leave their hotel rooms, not to walk with their cell phones out. The Eagles are staying at a hotel by the airport. I mean, what are we getting out of this?
This is not going well. It is not Carnival in Brazil. When this first came out, it actually sounded kind of cool. Hey, I get to watch my Eagles on Friday night of opening week. Now this just seems stupid. I feel like the NFL, I know all they think about is expansion, but this is too much. This is not going to help the product in any way.
Well, yeah, and here's the other thing. Like, I guess you want to expose people in Brazil to the NFL. Like, they want these new audiences, and I guess if you, they think if you like soccer, maybe you like football. I have no idea why that would be the case. But you just see a ripe audience. But, like, the real-time aspect of this, you're going to a place and you're advising people not to leave the hotel room. What are we doing here? You know, like, that to me just seems so not worth it. And I think also you're scaring people, right? And yeah, you want to have your head about you. You want to be aware when you travel in foreign countries or heck in this country. But you're really going to put these guys, it seems like you might be putting them potentially in harm's way. Like, what the hell is the NFL doing when it comes to that? You know, we just had this awful situation with Ricky Pearsall in broad daylight in the middle of San Francisco, is getting robbed. He gets shot. Thank God he's going to be okay, and a tragedy gets avoided. But should you really be going? And listen, I'm sure it feels much different to be in Brazil than what they're telling people. But if you really are saying, hey, AJ Brown, go to Brazil, but do not leave your hotel room. Maybe you have your answer that you shouldn't be playing NFL games.
Well, okay, but let me counter with one thing about, they said this about the first games in Mexico, and you've been to Mexico City several times.
I have.
Do you think that sometimes that picture is painted unfairly? Because I've also heard people go to Mexico City and say it's a ton of fun.
Super safe.
And feels relatively safe.
Yeah.
But I think there is a narrative out there that players go down to Mexico and risk getting kidnapped or whatever.
So right,
Do you think it's possible?
Mexico City feels like a massive city. It feels like you're just in not any big city. It's got its own unique vibe and all of that. But it feels like you're just in a big city, so you would just take the precautions of any big city.
Yeah, so maybe we're stereotyping a foreign city in a way that it's not fair. Maybe the Eagles will come.
I think they are doing that. That's what I'm saying. It's like, what's the message you're sending to the players' families, all of that? Like, if you can't go to a place and say, hey, this is going to be a celebration of football, then why are you there? Why are you scaring people?
A huge crowd. Yeah, but a huge market. They want to sell shirts. I mean, you know why they're there.
No, I get it.
There's no new fans to get in America except newborns.
Everyone from 8 to 80 is a fantasy team.
Robert Kraft has said it many times. Like, we tapped out on the Super Bowl market at 100 plus million. He's like, we have hundreds of millions out there. They've been trying so hard in China. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Brazil obviously makes more sense than China. Although, listen, I wouldn't be shocked. I know the NBA goes out there. I would not be shocked if the NFL moved even further afoot and tried an Asia game.
It just feels like you're going down there and everyone just can't wait to get back. You know, it's like, you know, you do get a little sense when they go to London, they go to Germany, they try to make it this big thing. Yeah. I know they're going to go to Spain soon, and you make it this whole celebration. Now, I read this one report that, again, the Eagles are staying at a hotel by the airport. This is not exactly like seeing the city. And they're going to bring certain kiosks and souvenirs to the hotel so that the family members can buy souvenirs, like, in the lobby?
I'll tell you right now, if the Eagles lose this game to the Packers, I'm writing it off to Brazil.
You should.
I already got burned because I blamed Ireland on the Florida State loss to Georgia Tech.
It turns out.
That one, I was wrong. But I think, if they lose this Brazil, it's not going to be that their defensive backs are too young and have no idea what they're doing. I'm saying that. I'm being very specific about this right now.
Not to mention the flight. I mean, you mentioned, like, could they go to China at some point? Obviously, you're on a flight for a whole day, but this is like a 9-hour flight, Philadelphia and Green Bay to Brazil.
Yeah. I don't know what that does to your body. Can't be good. Maybe they'll get naps. I don't know.
It's a whole night's sleep.
I'm also a little worried about the fact that the Packers are a really good team. None of this is working out well. Why could they start with the Giants?
Well, I mean, and it's one of your home games. Woof.
That happens with Europe.
855-212-4227. All right, we get back to college football. Do we have a new front runner for the Heisman? Some very impressive quarterback performances week one. We'll tell you about them next.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.